Stupid. You're acting like you just discovered America or
I
something.
did. No, trust me, if you were to shave your legs, it feels so different.
It
Oh
just
my
seems
gosh,
odd to
that's
hear this coming
so
from you
weird.
because it's not like it's the first time you've ever shaved your
Yeah,
legs.
but I haven't shaved them in 2 years.
Like a Sasquatch.
Shut up. Well, now I'm a shaved
Hairy.
Sasquatch.
You're what?
I had a really long leg hair, so I was like,
Yeah.
lately I've been kind of like, maybe I should shave my legs.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Why?
Well, because recently I saw three of my friends on Facebook post pictures of you that they were trying to claim was a Yeti in the neighborhood. I held out as long as I could with my smile, and I
I was
couldn't
about
do
to
it.
say, where did your friends get pictures of me?
Walking through
And I
a
was like,
neighborhood,
yeah, I
like
gotcha.
just random walks through the neighborhood.
Don't know. I wouldn't have shaved my legs, but I wanted to see my bruise more clearly.
Well,
And then it just kind of escalated.
accidental discoveries are always the best.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna keep it up, though. But I don't want my legs to get like mommy's.
What does that mean?
When they get like super dark.
Yeah, I think that's a myth. I think you should look into that because
Mommies are super dark and thick. Have you not seen it? When she doesn't shave her legs for a while?
well, yeah.
Why don't
But
mine get like that?
I don't. I think there's a myth. I think that's like an old wives' tale that says that if the more you shave, the darker and harder they get. Because I've been shaving for almost 50 years, and this is it.
For almost 50 years.
Yeah. Well, I guess
You've been
not.
shaving your entire
Yeah.
life since you were a baby.
Since I was a baby. Yeah.
Had an
Yeah, that
epic
doesn't
beard when
seem.
you were two. But
You don't know.
well, mommy sucks.
The same thing. I think, mommy's been shaving since she was, what, now 12, 13? I don't think there's any evidence that supports the fact that if you shave more, you'll get more. I just think that's an old
Mommy's
wives'
a
tale.
prime example of
No, I think that's just the way your hair grows.
that.
Yeah. And regardless, I wouldn't worry about it too much. So mommy's got coarse bear hair down there, and she still was able to get a catch like me as her husband.
Do you think I'm worried about getting a
So.
husband because I don't shave my legs? If he cares enough to not want to date me because I don't shave my legs, then he must have been in that first place.
That's good. That's a good way of thinking of it. So, what is that? It's like parenting by reverse psychology.
What?
I'm trying to figure out what kind of parenting I'm doing.
Bad.
Well, aside from bad, we all know that. But like when I tell you to do bad things, knowing that you're gonna course correct to do the right thing.
Yeah.
What is
Hey,
that?
Sydney, go do some drugs. Nah.
No, what? That's gross. So tomorrow, oh my gosh, you're going to have to finish your sign. I'm thinking you have to write it on both sides.
Why? The other side's just gonna be covered by the sticks.
Just two little pieces of the sticks, but you can account for those. You can actually put it on the sticks, like you can like put it where the sticks are going to be so that you don't. And I
We
don't think it'll
should.
matter too much. But here's the reason I say that is because I think the sign needs to be visible for both sides. It needs to say heart attacked so that people driving down the street can see what happened. And also the people that are in the house. Because part of the spectacle is having people drive by and see it and go, oh, that's cool. So you have to write heart attack on both sides. So instead of guessing, you have to measure, right? And then use some of your math to figure out H-E-A-R-T. So then that's five. So then what you have to do is you have to figure
divide
out...
Divide
how long it is so that you can space your letters out both ways, okay? All right. Talk to Fox tomorrow. All right. Give me a kiss. Well, say a prayer and then give me a kiss.
Okay, speaking of Fox, I just wanted to say this because you call him Fox. When I were talking, we were like, we call you a fox? And he was like, yeah, that's what everyone calls me. That's what I've been called since I was a kid. No one ever called me John, they just called me Fox. Yeah, call me Fox. I'm like, alright, Fox.
Nice. Good. So, Fox needs to help you get on track with your math grade.
What?
And he will be more than happy to help you. Okay?
Okay.
Say a prayer.
There's a little pressure we're gonna have to get there tomorrow. That it'll be a day. Wait, first time. I was back. Thanks, have a great day today. That's how I get there tomorrow. And that my feet won't be super icky tomorrow for PE. Amen. I feel like that's something that should be prayed for.
Put in a good word with the big man so that your feet aren't achy for PE.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love you. Good night. Bye.